The Cloth Hall. The model of this elongated building was set on a plinth parallel to the axis of the actual cloth hall. Here, the side frieze with the description of the model is provided on one side only, from St. Mary's Church, i.e. the one from which we reached it. This time, the centrally situated descriptions in Braille are separated by a gargoyle, which is a copy of those decorating the parapet wall of the building. The history of the cloth hall dates back to the mid-13th century, and the building takes its name from the cloth trade that took place here. Initially made up of rows of individual stalls, they were later reformed into a single building, Gothic in its original form. Just like in the case of other main buildings of Krakow, the cloth hall repeatedly changed its look throughout the centuries. It gained its present form after the fire in the mid-16th century, and remodeling in the latter half of the 19th. The Renaissance parapet wall, decorated with highly original gargoyles, dates back to the 16th century. The wall not only decorated the roof, but was there also to protect it against fires. The corner turrets and the facades of the shorter sides, decorated with loggias, date back to the same time. The solution of the parapet wall of Krakow's cloth hall becomes the touchstone for many such decorations applied elsewhere later. In the 19th century, this work of Italian masters, Giovanni Padovano, Santi Gucci, was complemented by Tomasz Prilinski, who rebuilt the original covered market, appending the arcaded galleries surrounding the building and imposing projections around the entrances in the centers of its longer sides, adjusting the upper story of the cloth hall to the needs of the Gallery of Polish Painting, a branch of the National Museum. On the right-hand side of the building, over the description in English, by the shorter wall of the cloth hall, we find the place where the model is set, and a scale denoting the average height of an adult.